This morning, we have a couple of guests joining us here in our studios. We have Carol Seddon in with us. Carla Akers is with us. They represent the Atlantic Kiwanis Club here locally. We're going to talk a little bit about the Childhood Hunger Project that they've been working on. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very
much.
Thanks
for having us.
The Childhood Hunger Program is what, year and a half or so old here locally? How long has Kiwanis been involved in that?
Probably about a year and a half.
Yeah, started about halfway through last year.
January.
Thereabouts. Mm-hmm. Just get into the nuts and bolts a little bit. What is the Childhood Hunger Project?
Okay, well, the project originated from the 2017 Nebraska-Iowa District Convention. International Kiwanis, this is one of their star projects, is addressing childhood hunger. So we knew that in Atlantic we were already meeting some needs, but we felt we had greater needs mm-hmm. out there. So Atlantic Kiwanis already addresses some food deserts in our county by monthly contributions to the K-12 backpack program in the Atlantic schools. We sponsor the Red Barrel program with Fairway Grocery Store, with that food going to the Atlantic Food Pantry. Monthly donations to the local county food pantries are made. Annual contribution to holiday food, needy families during Christmas. Taking our turn at our Atlantic weekly community meals that serves about 100 adults and children's, and that's a free meal, free of charge, and it's we do that 3 times a year. And then last year we held a 6-week crock pot cooking program where participating families ate a meal and prepared enough food, learned how to use the crock pot, and they had a couple meals to take home with them. We soon will be running another one of those, probably mostly geared around the families out at Head Start, and we hope to run 2 of those this year.
Very good. There is a backpack program type situation here in the community already, but it doesn't cover what you're doing.
Right. We found out that they, because those children aren't just Atlantic children, they're from our county, that they aren't included in the backpack programs that the school does. And mm-hmm. those are backpack filled with snacks so the child can kind of have some food that they could prepare themselves. We wanted to do this program out at Head Start a little bit differently, and there can be from 27 to 30 families. We wanted to work with them on knowing how to prepare a family meal and sitting down together with mm-hmm. that. And so, yeah, we do a whole meal for the weekend. And Carol can tell you about that a little more. Yeah.
Carol, is there a process on how you identify those who need the program, or is it open to those who want to participate?
Well, we work with Lori Glissman, who is head of Head Start. And everything's confidential, of course. Mm-hmm. But she's the one that said it's not that they don't cooked for their children. That's why she said it's just because they don't have the means. And that's why we decided to do the family meals. Like, we may send, you know, spaghetti sauce, noodles, hamburger, fruits and vegetables. We try to use fresh if we can, but to teach them how to eat more nutritionally as well. And encourage, like Carla said, sitting down as a family. We've had good reports on that. Obviously, sometimes the families weren't doing that, or the kids were helping cook the food. We try to do special meals, like for Thanksgiving, we will do a more special meal, send additional food with them for the weekend, like maybe peanut butter, bread, cereal. And then Tony does that all. So he might have family A that has mom, dad, 2 children, and he knows what to put in that sack. So he knows how to address all of them. They're all numbered. So we have a family of 7 in their family. So that takes obviously more food than the family of 4. Mm-hmm. So he will help buy bargains for us, maybe stockpile things, buy it on sale this week, and we might not use it for 2 weeks or something like that. But Tony has been very instrumental for us.
Sure. Is nutrition a part of this program too?
It somewhat. I generally, working through public health, I generally include a healthy recipe with the items that we've given them, because not everybody knows how to make spaghetti, believe it or not. And then nutritional facts about the food item, how to prepare something and how to store it. We're not super picky like we have done hot dogs and macaroni and cheese, because we feel probably substance is a good thing. And eventually down the road, we hope that they'll get interested in knowing how to do it a little bit healthier. I also send information about being active. and how to get your children involved and teach them how to work in the kitchen and how to eat and live healthy.
Sure. Do you find some people are surprised at the size of the need for a program like this?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Most people aren't aware, I think, because we think Atlantic's maybe an upper, or Cass County is an upper class type, high income. But we, you know, people struggle, and young families struggle a lot of times. So do elderly, but Kiwanis is about children, so.
And sometimes just circumstances.
I mean,
a terrible medical expense can really put people in a financial bind, and it makes programs like this even, you know, that much more important to, especially to the youngsters.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. You get some help through this from other organizations?
We do. In our budget, we only budgeted $500, which doesn't go very far when you're doing 27 to 30 families.
Right.
But it's kind of been a snowball effect. The word gets out. We have written grants. I mean, that takes some time, but we've gotten a grant from the Kiwanis Nebraska-Iowa District. Farm Credit in Carroll has given us a grant. We Thrivent Financial has given us different grants. And then private donations does help.
And that's one of the reasons we're sitting here talking today, is it you need to have some local community support through this. Not necessarily by going to governmental bodies and asking for money, but just like any other organization that wants to get something off started off grassroots, it's got to be something that's supported locally.
Definitely. And we created a fun event for a fundraiser. That's our Christmas tea. Mm-hmm. And this will be our third year. Last year, our theme was a teddy bear Christmas. And we run that on Saturday during the Festival of Trees. And this year, it will be November 1st. We'll have an 11 o'clock tea and a 1 o'clock tea. It's at the F.S. Martin House. There's limited seating, of course, so we will be selling tickets this year for that.
Very good.
Actually, it's December 1st, sorry, because November 1st is November. So it is December 1st and 11 to 1. And if you've never gone to the S.F. Martin House during his Christmas decorations, it's beautiful. And it will help a good cause.
Yes.
Sure. And can folks call ahead? How do they find out more about that?
Well, Kiwanis members will have tickets. They can always contact me, Carla Akers, at 243-7443. I'm at Cass County Public Health.
Okay, very good. And well, I'm sure we'll hear more about that as we get a little bit closer to with ticket sales and things. When it comes to, do you have targets, though? I mean, you say you budget $500, but obviously that's going to get you a weekend at best. You know, it's not going to get you very far. Do you have an overall target on what it would cost to continue a program like this throughout the year?
Well, we do just the school year, but if you figure 9 months, 4 weekends, you know, and we try to keep it at $200, we're very thrifty. Like I said, working with Tony, I mean, that alone is $7,200 just right there.
Yeah,
it does take a lot.
And see how fast that spends,
This year we collected coolers with ice packs so that we can try to make more nutritional meals by sending the food, like meat, home. And so that works. We do take donations. They could be sent to the Kiwanis Club of Atlantic, Box 13 in Atlantic, Iowa. We like monetary. We'll take like cases of beans or whatever else. You could drop that off with Deb Schuler at Smith Land Service. Charlene Johnson lives at 800 Chestnut, and that's an easy drop-off point as well.
Okay.
And Tony Schmidtke at Fairway, he's the manager there. Also, if you wanted to buy a case of green beans when they were on sale, Tony can set those aside for our use.
Okay. Just let him know.
Yeah.
They'll take care of that for you then, too?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, sounds like you're getting a lot of support.
We do. We do. And I guess we walk in faith.
We do walk in faith.
And it, you know, and it does come in. It has been coming in. We don't want to fail these families. I wouldn't say necessarily they're dependent upon it, but it's just an extra something to lighten their weekend load and to help them believe in themselves and believe that there's good people out there that think of them.
Well, especially when we talk about children, you know, their continued growth and advancement, their education, all of that stuff is tied to nutrition.
Definitely. I've done some research, and when children are hungry or they get to the starvation type mode in the day, then they will overeat because their body's triggering them to, and so then what we have is obesity because they're overeating the wrong things instead of having a balanced, steady calorie intake day.
So this is one really easy way for us to be able to have a positive impact, not just on today, but on the future.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Locally.
We need a workforce. And if people are hungry and aren't able to learn and develop skills and muscle tone to be able to do the jobs that we need, then we have a generation that isn't workable.
Sure.
Possibly.
Well, you two are sitting here with us today visiting about it. You mentioned a few others, Charlene and Deb, some other folks. I'm sure there are other hands involved in this, too, because the project takes more than just fundraising. It's also folks to be able to put a lot of this stuff together to make it usable for folks. So we appreciate all the work that they do. And again, give them that address if they folks would like to make a donation to help out an important local project. They send the money where?
To the Atlantic Kiwanis Club. Box 13, Atlantic, Iowa.
And just make a check out to Kiwanis of Atlantic?
You can put a memo, Childhood Hunger, so they know where it went.
Excellent.
But
all right.
We would appreciate that.
Oh, I'm sure. Very good. Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim, for having us.
Carol,
yes,
Carla,
thank you
bet.
Very much.
Best of luck and continued success with that program.